Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. It's the start of a new year at the Ohio State House, and I'm joined today with Bill Cohen from Ohio State House News Bureau to talk with me about what's ahead. Thanks for being here today.
Sure.
Let's start with Governor Kasich's plan. He wants to impose a tax on oil and gas drillers. Kasich this week warned them that if they continue to encourage legislators to block the proposal, it could be even more problematic for them in the future. Is Kasich going to be able to pass that legislation?
Well, he's had it in front of state legislators for more than a year, and even though he's a Republican and Republicans control both the House and Senate, he has not been able to get either chamber to pass his proposal or even give it committee hearings. They seem to be, at least the majority Republicans, seem to be agreeing so far with what the oil and gas industry says, which is basically, heck, if you want to increase the severance tax on oil and gas drilling that uses fracking, horizontal fracking, then we may just pick up our rigs and move elsewhere. So you better not increase our taxes at all. In general, that's what the majority Republicans seem to be saying, at least over the past year, although recently a couple of the Republican legislative leaders predicted that in the coming year, legislators will indeed okay some form of the governor's tax shift plan.
So if it's not approved, what would happen then?
The governor has been raising the specter of some liberal group perhaps going out on the streets, collecting hundreds of thousands of petition signatures, and putting an even bigger tax increase on the drillers on the ballot. Now, we went to one of the main groups that's actually has its own tax hike plan on drillers. That's Innovation Ohio. And we said to them, well, are you planning some kind of a ballot issue? And they basically said, not at the moment. But they have been strongly pushing their own plan that would hike taxes on oil and gas drillers much more than what Kasich has proposed. And then there's another big difference between the governor's plan and the proposal from Innovation Ohio. The governor wants to use any revenue that the tax hike would bring in. He wants to use all of that money to pay for an income tax cut. Innovation Ohio says that would mostly just help the wealthy because, after all, they pay most of the state income tax. Instead, let's send a lot of the money to cities and schools around the state. They need the money badly because they were cut badly with state budget cuts a year or two ago. So let's give them the money so they can restore their workforces.
Let's talk about the state budget. What can we expect this year?
Well, the money over the last couple years has been coming in, tax revenue has been coming in pretty much as budget officials have projected. So at least at the moment, we don't have any big budget shortfall looming, as we did have a couple 3 and 4 years ago. So I think the big question is, will there be surplus state money building up? If there is surplus money coming in, what should we do with it? Of course, the governor says if there is surplus money, we should probably give it back to taxpayers in the form of an income tax cut. Others might say, no, let's use any money that comes in extra and build up the rainy day fund even more. And then you have groups on the left who have basically been saying if there's any surplus state money coming in over the next couple of years, let's spend it. Let's give it to schools, let's give it to cities, and let's give it to government programs for the most vulnerable.
Are we likely to see the return of any social issues to the state house? The heartbeat bill, for example, seemed like it wasn't going anywhere at the end of 2012. Is that going to stay that way?
I think the heartbeat bill may very well come back. That's the bill that says if there's a fetal heartbeat after 6, 7, or 8, 9 weeks, then no abortion. The House passed that late last year. The Senate decided to block it, so it didn't become law, but that could very well come back. There was another loosening of restrictions on concealed carry that one of the chambers passed, but in the end, it didn't get through last year, and that could come back again. There was yet another proposal to basically say to welfare recipients, we're going to give you drug tests, if you are found to have taken illegal drugs, maybe you won't get your public assistance. That's a proposal that majority Republicans in general seem to like, but it didn't get final passage last year, so that could come up again. And then I guess you've basically got the two-year state budget. That's the kind of the granddaddy of them all. There's all sorts of policy decisions that are tucked into that. That'll be the big focus of attention until June 30th. That's basically the deadline for them to pass a new two-year state budget.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here, Bill.
Sure thing.